support a rock. Ain't no different but for your nads trying to force a rock. All the politicians are frauds, it's just an awful lot. Coughing up the mouth, but they never do an awful lot. If it was up to me, I'd throw all them suckers off the docks. I don't give a damn if my opinion is an orthodox.
My bad, I thought Autobots was the bad ones. They still shapeshifters.
Yo, what you want from me? I ain't never been scared to keep it real with you. Before I signed the songs, I wasn't trying to get a deal with you. Similar to Shaka Zulu, I won't deal for you. Then again, it's also Shaka Khan because I feel for you. You was writing bars, but time now I don't hear from you. Don't be mad at me because I was down to skip a meal or two. Now you throwing salt because I'm exalted on the pedestal. I'm not to blame because all this garbage is identical. Yo, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yo, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yo, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yo, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yo, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yo, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yo, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yo, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yeah. Yo, what you want from me? I'm not anti-social. Music about killing black people makes me emotional. Everybody act like the shit is unnoticeable. I ain't trying to post up, I might go postal. But I'm not hopeless, I stay hopeful. There's a big difference between Princess and Toastal. Not the cat talking, bring it back to the old school. I'm the cat talking, take it forward and postal.
That's true. But hey, yo.
Yo, what you want?
What you want?
Hello, welcome to the radio show. This is your host, Sophia. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Sophia, reiterating what I just said earlier. we are going to have a special show today because last week I was unable to do our show because specifically due to elections and the chaos that was happening there. I'm very happy that Barack Obama was reelected. I'm very proud, a proud American, which you would never hear me say ever, but I'm very proud. What I just played for you, or I guess if you just tuned in, was Homeboy Sandman, What You Want From Me. He just finished a tour with Brother Ali, which I'll play some of his music later. He was toured around different states, and he's just an amazing human being. He's very nice, very genuine. I think the song that a lot of people should listen to is Not Really, which I'm also in, but I don't really care about my part. It's just the fact that what he says, he basically says that everybody asks him, hey, what has changed since you've been here, since you started, you know, since you got signed? Have you been getting more women? Have you been getting more money? Have you been able to do this, that, and the third? And he's basically saying, not really. So I think I'll play you that song so that you could get a feel of what I mean. I feel like everybody should have that humble kind of attitude, especially artists who've been working and pushing and working and experiencing life and meeting people. He's always been like this very positive character, and I feel like he's always pushed me into believing in myself and making sure that, you know, he always makes me feel as though what I'm doing is good and not telling me, not judging me in any way. I find that very respectful. I also have a special guest calling in a little bit later, two special guests actually, that will be calling in, and I hope that I might cut the song short so that, because they might be wanting to go to sleep later. But other than that, today's show will consist of a little bit of love and dating advice by your truly, AKA me. And I'll also be sharing a poem today because, this past Friday, I actually was at a high school. They start their day at 7:30 in the morning. I cannot imagine starting my day that early. But these students, every single day, start their day from 7:30 to 2:30. And it was amazing. And basically, we were workshopping with the students with some poetry and doing some slam events. And it was pretty awesome. A lot of students came up to me and was just like, I really liked your stuff, and came up to my two other friends and asking me about, like, you know, how do you have the guts of, you know, sharing your stuff and not being nervous? And I say, like, before I mentioned to the students, like, when I speak my poetry, I used to think, you know, oh my God, what are they going to think about me? Are they going to think about me in a negative way? You know, I always was very insecure about sharing my work because I've always been told that I never was the best. And so then I had a friend who also mentioned to me, was like, you know, it doesn't matter what they think about you in a negative way. It matters about how they think of how a person comes away from that attitude. So we actually have our caller. Let's hear them. Hello, you're at radio.
Yes, hi, darling.
Hello. What shall you be saying today, madame?
What do you want to say?
I mean, you called, you know. You're supposed to be my number one fan.
I am your number one fan. You must be joking.
That's not very nice, Mom.
Yes, I am your number one fan.
Yeah, you never listen to my radio show ever.
Yes, love.
So, would you like to care to talk about any kind of relationship of love or dating advice for any individual out there, since we're going to start our topic into that?
About dating?
Dating or love or relationships, what to expect out of them.
Well, love is universal. It happens, you know. Dating is very casual, like every day. Walking in a park. And marriage is disgrace. It's really disgrace. It's really something low for people. Because usually they pronounce you man and wife.
And not man and woman.
Exactly. So it's very sad, you know, when they pronounce you. And now you are man and wife, and my husband is screaming, is alphabetical. What is alphabetical? It's supposed to be A, an X. Okay. So that means alphabetical. So man and wife.
Okay. And for young individuals like myself, what should I expect? Should I get married? What should I do if I'm a person who's seeking for love in the future?
We all seeking for love, so it's all right to seek for love, but love usually comes or not. Some people even never experience what it is, and when you usually experience it, ends up in disaster.
Do you think that's a good thing?
It could be a good or not. It's like a roller coaster.
What was your...
Or you scream, or you like don't dare to go again. But if you dare to go again, it's kind of fun. Could be many loves.
I see. Have you had more than one love?
Me?
Yes, you.
How dare you ask your mother that question?
Hey, listen, when you call on my radio show, I don't know you. You're Miss Anonymous.
What do you mean, Miss Anonymous? You just called me mother.
I called you mother because that's another term for Miss Anonymous.
Oh, yeah. Then call Miss Annie.
Annie? Okay.
Miss Annie.
All right. So, but regardless, if I'm looking for love, what do you think I should do?
You could fall in a tree. You could fall with love in with a tree.
With a tree? What I look like?
Right, or a flower.
A flower? What? I'm talking about another human being.
A dog or a cat. There's
That's
a
just
lot
bestiality.
Of love.
That's bestiality, Mom.
Listen, there's a lot of love. You don't have to love. What kind of love you looking, dear?
I'm looking for the love that will shake the bones inside my body.
Oh, you're gonna get arthritis.
You should have your own show.
Yeah.
But all right, thank you, Mom. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing.
Don't get arthritis, okay, love? Fall in love with a tree.
I'll definitely fall in love with a tree.
They're going to give love back. Or have a dog. They always love you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, love.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. That was our first guest of the evening. I've never had her call in today, but she did for the first time, which I'm very happy about. But that's a segue from the topic that I was talking about being a humble human being and what I think a person should do when they get signed or when they come together with a big-ass contract. I think the song speaks for itself, so tune in.
People ask me if my life changed. Here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. People ask me if my life changed. Here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. Just ran alongside a river in Eastern Europe. Stead around the lake at Flushing Park. Similar scenario, same cardio, top billing at long last, I'll be chilling in first class, I was chilling in economy, that didn't bother me, I meet a lot more women, having about the same amount of sex, still a major shortage of cool ones, shit, probably even less, hard to keep a low pro at Whole Foods. It was hard to keep a low pro in homeroom. That shit is old news. So, when people ask me if my life changed, here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. When people ask me if my life changed, here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. Far as money, I was always out. Now it's always money coming in. I never worry about money now. I never worry about money then. I still don't let nothing go to waste. Leftovers any given day. I spend about the same. It's just a lot more left over to give away. It occurred to me one show. I'm on stage where I used to be in the front row. That's like a 10-foot distance. It's not a real big difference. Same guidelines as far as being the bigger man. Staying away from the yellow snow. I'm still Black Thought's biggest fan. Just now I can call and tell him so. So people ask me if my life changed. Here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. People ask me if my life changed. Here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. Folks make a lot of fuss. I got a lot of buzz. I still could be a bust. Same as it ever was. Clear Channel FM.
Could kiss my ass cheek.
I said that last year. I said that last week. Same world peeps. Even the same words peep. I've always kept it real. That's why I'm earning some real keep. Same pants, different crease. Same pan, different grease. Same sand, different beach. Peace. So people ask me if my life changed. Here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. When people ask me if my life changed, here's what I might say. Not really. Not really. Not really. Not really. Not really.
got it right. That was Not Really by Mr. Homeboy Sandman. You don't know who he is right now. I feel very, very sad for you and your ears. I mean, he's just a really humble guy, and I appreciate him a lot. And I think everybody should tune into his music because he's a very creative human being. And I met him a long time ago, and just his positive energy linked with my positive energy, and I just really enjoy that. So I'm going to start the segment off with the love and dating advice by yours truly. I wanted to kind of get into the aspect of what my mother just called in to talk about, how there's this thing when, you know, a person gets married, it's like man and wife. It's not like man and woman. It's just man and wife. And the term wife used to be like more in a it's more like subject to taking care of the household. And it's true. You should look it up. It's very interesting. But for me, I think this triggered, this topic triggered when my friend Swanee last night was saying, I want a boyfriend. I'm going to get a boyfriend in a week. And that kind of, you know, kind of struck a chord in my spine and was made me kind of think about how easy you could get in a relationship, you know, but how hard it is to make it last. And so I was kind of thinking when I was like writing about like all of these different topics about love, you know, like that comes up a lot. Like I've written poetry since I was like poetry about love specifically when I was so young. I didn't even know what it was, but I felt like through the movies and like pop culture and like talking about like love has to be this like crazy exciting thing. And you know, love can come in all aspects. As my mother said earlier, she was saying love is universal. You could fall in love with a tree. I mean, you could definitely fall in love with a tree, but you know, you could come off a little crazy, you know. And I think my mom reached that peak in her life where she's just like, yeah, you could fall in love with a tree, marry a tree, you know. But I feel like a person should not settle fast, you know. Start off slow. If you hit it off, like, don't rush. Like, learn who that person is. And I feel like when you learn who a person is, like, you already start making, like, a list of, like, okay, what are their good qualities? What are their bad qualities? And I think you should learn who that person is first and don't really try to change them. And I feel like I learned that for myself because more than once, actually. And I think that you have to accept a person for who they are, flaws included, you know, because I feel like I feel like, you know how they say, like, you learn from lessons in your life or whatever, but sometimes those lessons that you learn from, they kind of like linger around, they stay around, and I feel like you have to keep on learning from those lessons. And I know that changing somebody, you know, you want somebody to accept you for you, right? Ideally, you want somebody to accept you for you in all types of ways. Like, I'm a woman, you shouldn't accept me for who I am because I'm not going to change, yada, yada, yada. But I think you should also accept a person the way you want them to accept you. I mean, we all have different traits. We grow up with different habits. It all has to do with what we're exposed to, how we're raised, who we meet in our lives. And those are different influences in our lives. But I think someone should motivate you to be a better person and maybe change some of the traits you want to change. You know, like if you have a tendency of like, I don't know, I'm giving like the Sex and the City kind of trait that it was a character, Charlotte, who was married to this guy. I forgot his name, but he would leave tea bags all around the house. You know, first of all, he would walk around naked, and then he would leave tea bags like from his tea all around the house. And, you know, she kind of couldn't take it. So she kind of like she put up with it. But then since it was bothering her for a while, she kind of like was like, hey, can you fix this? Can you whatever? And because he loved her, because he respected her, he tried to change that. I mean, it takes a while to change your habits, but the fact that you have respect, keyword, respect for a person, you know, makes that change. As well as, I was thinking about, you know, I miss this so much. I think this is why I miss New York so much, that when you meet someone, because it's very hard to meet somebody on a campus, at a college, especially if you're not interested in meeting anybody at a school, because truthfully, I never really want to meet anybody at my college or at the five colleges because I feel like I don't want to shit where I eat. I hate to shit where I eat. I hate to, you know, I hate those awkward moments where, like, let's say you're dating someone and it doesn't work out well, and then someone you know does something with that person. It makes things very awkward. It makes things very complicated emotionally. And for me, I can't handle that. So I kind of stay out of that. So I think that's specifically why I miss the city, because when I'm at the city, I can meet so many different people and they don't necessarily have to know one another. So I feel like when you meet someone and you have that great chemistry, and I don't mean that sexual chemistry, you know, that one that's like, oh, he's really hot, she's really hot, oh, like, I want to be all up on you. No, not that kind of chemistry. I feel like the chemistry that you're having a conversation and, like, at an event or someplace, and you guys just hit it off, just having something similar to talk about. But even if you have those different, like, those different views, you share them and you take it into perspective and not necessarily get into argument. I hate when a person, you know, you're having a conversation with somebody and you have these ideal views and this person's like, no, you're wrong. Automatically, when someone tells you, no, you're wrong, you become defensive. And I'm speaking as a whole. I'm not generalizing. I feel like every person who, you know, is told you're wrong, they become defensive and they're saying, why? Why am I wrong? But I feel like I'm just going to get into my point is saying that I think those moments are the best. The ones that you get that chemistry about, like, talking about something, let's say music related or like life related with philosophy. I feel like that's so beautiful. And I feel like that's so motivating to, like, you know, get things situated. And it makes butterflies flutter from you, like the pit of your stomach to your heart, to your throat, and you're just like, oh my God, I can't wait to talk to this person again. I can't wait to, like, have a moment with them alone from outside this place that I met them at. And I can say that experience has only happened to me once. And it only happened to me once because I was at this venue at the Knitting Factory in downtown New York, and I think that's when Homeboy Santa was performing, but there was, like, all these different artists, like, selling their CDs, and I saw this guy, and he had, like, his CD cover was his face, but, like, had all these different words on his face, and he has, like, he's like, light-skinned, but he's not white, and he has, like, these piercing green eyes. And when I looked at the picture, you know, like, my first thing was, like, I was like, yo, that looks really demonic, because, like, you know, you have, like, all these words on your face and you have these green eyes piercing at you. And he kind of was just like, demonic. That's the first comment I got. Usually I got comments saying, oh, that it looks really nice, yada yada yada. But I'm a very honest person when it comes to, like, aesthetics, and, like, you know, I'll tell you how I see things, and it's not an offensive way, it's just, like, how I see it. And I don't know, we just started talking about, like, Tribe Called Quest and getting into all these different, like, aspects of hip-hop and life. And then, you know, he walked me to the train station, and this was, like, when I was in high school, and and he, like, walked me to the train. He was a little bit older than me, and, well, maybe a lot older than me, because I was, like, only 17, and he was, like, maybe, like, 21, 22, what was that, 18, I don't remember, whatever. But he just, like, we just had that great conversation, you know, and, like, we exchanged numbers, and then I got into the train. He was, like, call me when you get home. So when I got home, you know, he was also an artist, so, you know, people who have a way with words, I'm telling you, watch those specifically who have a way with words. Poets, artists, musicians, they know how to strike a chord, say a word to make your skin feel like it's on fire. But yeah, so he calls me, and we have, like, this conversation, and, like, he's tells me all these different things, and then he dedicates me a song. But I feel like he dedicates it to all, you know, all the girls. But the fact that, like, the song is kind of based off of our first, you know, acknowledgement of one another. So I'm going to play the song, and it's called, ironically, First Conversation, and it's by the artist Lodge.
Damn, should I call her? Nah. You know what? Why not? What's going on? Yo, it's John. You remember me? I knew you did.
see, this is so meant to be. You probably thinking that you met about 10 of me. Smooth talkers, nothing to offer mentally. And that's peace, at least we on the same page. Cause on the real, sweetie, I feel the same way. It's a shame, but that's game that y'all play. But not the same letter before J. Fill in the blanks, no, this ain't a dumb prank. I got charm and act better than Tom Hanks. By the way, tell your pops and your moms thanks for being so great, they made my soulmate. I got my destiny here, I control fate. Why wait to be handed what I can go take? Wait, don't bounce like a rubber ball. Hold on, love, I think I got another call. No time for wasting, you gotta find a statement that'll keep her thinking about the first conversation. If your mind's relating, then you might be dating. Ask her after the first conversation. A lot of concentrating, every line is making or breaking you in the first conversation. No tolerating any domination, both converse in the first conversation. Hello, sorry to keep you waiting, that's an apology, but thanks for being patient. A great quality, and I got a policy. Besides honesty, we can't hang up on each other. Please promise me, it means a lot to me. Cause communication is foundation. I feel like we two masons making a ship for transportation. And it's called either friend or relation. Whatever name we take in, today's still a special occasion. The first conversation. And a year from now, we celebrate in cars, gifts, certainly like an anniversary. Don't gotta purchase these gifts and floss amounts. The best merch is free, it's the thought that counts. But of course, this sounds great and amazing. Good vibrations, the first conversation. No time for wasting, I gotta find a statement that'll keep her thinking about our first conversation. If our mind's relating, then I might be dating. Ask her after our first conversation. A lot of concentrating, every line is making or breaking me in our first conversation. No tolerating any domination, both converse in our first conversation. It's funny how fast the time go. On the phone in a fantastic convo. Brains and beauty, a classic combo. It's mental, the telephone's a blindfold. Only thing I see is what your mind shows. You could be across seas, different time zones. Listen, I know the difference in a diamond and a rhinestone. Difference in a telly and my home. In both cases, one's an imitation. Same with girls, some real, some of the fakest. So I can't mistake this, you seem like a safe bet and we ain't even date yet. Just dialogue, now that's power, and I don't gotta lie at all. Look at the hour, damn, I gotta go, aight? I'ma holler in a couple months, psych, call you tomorrow night. No time for wasting, you gotta find a statement that'll keep her thinking about the first conversation. If your mind's relating, then you might be dating. Ask her after the first conversation. A lot of concentrating, every line is making or breaking you in the first conversation. No tolerating any domination, both converse in the first conversation. It could be your best, it could be your worst, but you can't have a second without your first. It could go by fast or go by slow. Trust me, I know the first convo. It could be your best, it could be your worst, but you can't have a second without your first. It could go by fast or go by slow. Trust me, I know the first convo.
A first conversation. Those first conversations are the best. You know, when you're on the phone for long hours, talking about so many different ideas. But let me rephrase what I was saying before. Listen, Swanee. Listen, my dear. I was not trying to shout you out, but I think what you were saying kind of made me realize that, you know, it is easy to find somebody out there that, you know, if you want a boyfriend, you can get a boyfriend, but I worry for you because I want the best for you. I want the best for all the ladies in the world. Yes, men, you'll find it too or whatever. But for us, I mean, you know, you got to find yourself a diamond. Someone in the rough. Someone you can, you know, go through a lot with and not some bullshit. Because that's just going to, it's going to waste your time. You don't want anybody wasting your time. Shit, I'm done. I'm done with people wasting my damn time. You know, time is precious. And I learned that, like, over the past few years, my time is precious. I could have done so many things, but I decided to waste it on people who do not matter. I don't want to, like, make somebody feel as though that they don't matter, but, you know, just be honest. I'm tired of people telling me that, oh, yeah, I have feelings for you and yada, 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 but don't put effort. You know, like, they say they're going to spend time with me, but they really don't. Like, all this bullshit, and I can't take it anymore. And I'm not an expert in relationships, but I can tell you that right now, I feel like we're in this kind of limbo land, you know, with the dynamics of relationships these days. If you think about it, like, standards are changing when it comes to, like, you know, the difference between who's going to play what role in what relationship. You know, there's not only one person who's the breadwinner or one person who takes a certain role. You know, I feel like they can alternate these days. And I feel like we're getting a little bit smarter. I think so, in this generation. But I can't speak, you know, generally for the entire population. But I feel like majority of my friends, I mean, even though we, like, overanalyze a lot of our relationships with people in our world, it gets the ball rolling. We start thinking about all these different things. And I feel like the men that I've encountered in my life, you know, I plant a seed in their mind in a sense of what role a woman should play in their life. You know, we're not the ones, I'm speaking for myself specifically, I'm not going to be the one who's going to be cooking you dinner all the time, making sure you're pleased, telling you you're doing great all the time. I'm not that kind of woman. And I don't think my mother raised me to be that kind of woman either, especially from the hardships she's gone through with my father, with my stepfather, with men in general, people in general. I just think that it's important that, you know, you don't let anybody walk all over you. If you, you know, you speak for yourself. And I know there's been so many times that I have been silenced in those positions. And I didn't like that at all. I didn't like being told what to do. I didn't like, you know, somebody telling me to shut up or telling me what my place is, because that's disrespectful and it's not cool at all. And I think that because, you know, I plant that seed in a lot of my guy friends, a lot of my ex-boyfriends or the men that I might be talking to in general, I kind of put this emphasis on how, you know, like, think about it. Think about life in a certain way. Stop thinking about in a conservative manner. You're trying to move forward. Don't let those past rituals hold you back. And I think that, you know, like, be the quote-unquote man, you know, or the quote-unquote woman that you're supposed to be. I understand, you know, like, there are standards. Like, if you have children, woman has children, you know, I think it takes two to raise one. I think it takes a village to raise a child. And I think that's also, speaking about children, there was this author that I read this summer, Luisa Capetillo. She's this Puerto Rican feminist who also, you know, is an equalist. She talks about how a lot of women prefer to have boys as children because they're easier to raise. And then she was also talking about how, like, since she mentioned that that's what the ideal general public wanted, was, I want to raise boys because they're easier. And she challenged that. She was like, you know what, it's not easier to raise boys because, you know, you have to teach boys that it's, you know, it's not easy. It's not 1, 2, 3. And for women always being blamed, you know, feeling guilty for doing things, you know, feeling guilty for masturbation, feeling guilty for having sex, feeling guilty for all these things while boys could go out. Boys always had no curfews. Boys were always to do things. But I think, you know, if you tell a boy, like, you know, you have to understand the suffering of women, you start, like, thinking, making that change in our society. And, you know, I know you guys are not tuning in to listen to some debates about that. But, you know, I'm not a person who hates men. I think that after I play this song and do some type of interview, if it happens, I will talk more specifically about that. Again, the number to call if you're interested in calling to, like, whether you want to challenge my ideas or, like, bring in a different subject, the number is 413-559-6766. Again, the number is 413-559-6766. I feel like this is like a hotline, you know? Like, hey, call me. Oh, call me. Call me now, baby. All right, no, this is not that kind of hotline. All right, so I'm going to be playing a song by Mr. Andy Pop, who I was introduced to by Miss Diana Marie. The song is called Doubt Me, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to him about his music and check it out.
Queen feel satisfaction and the queen. I'm on the road to greatness, going Mach 10. See, for me, losing never been an option. I got no choice, baby, I'm locked in. And before I'm gone, they gon' say I'm top 10. Better alive, actually make a top 5. Right now, they want me there before I arrive. I don't really mind, cause I'm ready to ride through stop signs just so I can get what's mine. Still underground, but I'm peeping out the manhole. Won't be long for awards on a mantle. All cause of the beats I dismantle. I'm here to fuck shit up, pop, sip, pop, vandal. Yeah, witness the flow. Why you think they be leaving after me at the show? If you don't think I'm a blow, I got something you can blow. For the people that know I'm about to go this road.
It's cool, go ahead, say whatever you want about me. It's weird, but I actually prefer it if you doubt me. And it's funny, cause the game really ain't shit without me. I hope you don't mistake my confidence as being cocky. Man, it's cool, go ahead, say whatever you want about me. It's weird, but I actually prefer it if you doubt me. And it's funny, cause the game really ain't shit without me. I hope you don't mistake my confidence as being cocky.
You gotta be dumb if you thought I was done. 21 years young, my best yet to come. They don't wanna hear me, so my heart's all numb. When I get ahead and make bread, they ain't getting a crumb. No way, I don't play. I'ma find a way to get so up in a way where I can't hear a head to say hey. No, you can't catch me, match me, and pass me. I rap hard even when my voice raspy. Why I always see your name at the lastly? I dress clean and secure, dress flashy. That's how I feel, man. Fuck a label, fuck a deal. If this game's a gamble, I'ma spin the wheel till all this space with my goals ever filled. I'm the most ill in this field. Gonna debate it now.
It's cool. Go ahead, say whatever you want about me. It's weird, but I actually prefer it if you doubt me. And it's funny, cause the game really ain't shit without me. I hope you don't mistake my confidence as being cocky, man. It's cool. Go ahead, say whatever you want about me. It's weird, but I actually prefer it if you doubt me. And it's funny, cause the game really ain't shit without me. I hope you don't mistake my confidence as being cocky. My confidence is being cocky, My confidence is being cocky, My confidence is being cocky. I hope you don't mistake my confidence as being cocky,
Alright, that was Mr. Andy Pop, and that was a song called Doubt Me. I'll be putting that on my blog, undergroundstarsradio.tumblr.com. If you don't have a Tumblr, that's fine. You don't have to follow. But right now, we actually have Mr. Andy Pop on the phone. Say hello.
What's good?
So, Mr. Andy Pop, when did you start writing music and performing? When did you get into that kind of music?
I started writing like at when I was 16, but I didn't really take it seriously until I was about like 18, and I started like writing like every day, like all the time. And I started performing around like the same time, just like little stuff at like random cafes with like a friend. And then when I came to school at Purchase, I started performing like a lot.
And what was your motivation to writing? How did you get involved with it?
I'm not really sure. I guess I was always into hip hop, like growing up. Like it was like my main genre of music that I listened to. And where I'm from, there's like not really much to do, so I sort of like used that as my outlet, and it just turned into like a hobby, and then it turned into like my passion. So I kept doing it.
All right, where are you from?
I'm from Goshen, New York. It's about an hour outside of New York City.
Well, I'm from Harlem, so. We're pretty far away from one another.
From where? I can't really hear you.
I'm from Harlem. Life. Harlem, New York City.
Oh, you're from Harlem?
Yes. Proud. Killer.
My sister lives in the Heights, so I'm sort of there a lot.
Oh, that's good. Well, I also wanted to ask you, have you been working with other artists at all?
Other artists, yes. I did a verse for a friend who goes to Purchase. His name's Jackson Foot. He's putting out this project in like I think next week or the week after, and I did a verse for him. But other artists, not so much. I'm just sort of focusing on myself, trying to. I'm actually working on a new album currently, so I'm working with my friend who produces like most of my stuff, and we're just like trying to just make a new album. But I'm definitely gonna most likely reach out to people for like some features, maybe some hooks and stuff.
That's good. What kind of advice would you give to somebody who wants to start, I guess, like rapping or writing or doing music? What's the best advice would you give them?
I would say, just like, if you really, really want to do it, just keep doing it, and don't like think like, oh, like I'm not good. I shouldn't like continue doing this, blah blah blah. Like, it doesn't like really matter. If you really want to do something, you can do it. So my biggest advice would be just like to keep going and like not stopping and continue to work and work. And then when you feel like you're comfortable enough to put something out, then put it out. I always say like wait to put something out that you feel like really comfortable with, like you're really proud of. Because I think even I did. I started recording stuff and I was just like, I want to put it out. And like, yeah, like people liked it and stuff, but it was just like, to me now listening to it, it's like, wow, I wish I didn't put this out. I wish I like took a little bit more time and worked and perfected the craft to put it out. But I would say just keep working. That's really what it is. And don't, and if you really love it, then don't stop.
That's very good. Very good advice. I definitely tell a lot of people and myself to do the same.
Yeah.
How did you get involved through getting in contact with me? Who was your source? Even though I mentioned it before, how does she play a role?
Diana just hit me up and she was like, I asked my friend to play on her radio station and she's gonna, and I was just like, all right, cool, because like any exposure for me is good, you know, like I'm down with whatever, even if it's like a little show or like anything, like I'll do it, because any and all exposure is perfect.
Yeah. Have you gotten any other kind of exposure besides my show at the time? I seen your video, which was dope. But
oh, which one?
The first one.
Pull a Kanye?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. We recently just shot one for the song that you played. We shot one for Doubt Me last week.
So then I'll probably put it on my blog, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, I try to get local artists out as much as possible so that
That's
they,
awesome.
You know, they're able to, you know, put their stuff out there, because I think it's very important. And I think it's important that a lot of people, you know, keep doing their artistic skill, because it's slowly dying away.
Yeah.
And turning into stupid mainstream, which we don't want.
I agree.
But
yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks. So thank you for calling. I'll definitely
no problem.
Be
thank
playing
you.
More.
Thank you for playing the song.
Yeah, no problem. I'll definitely be playing more of your stuff. It's hype. Probably play in one of my sets in the future when I DJ.
All right, cool. I'll definitely be tuning in.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
All right, so that was Mr. Andy Pop. Check him out. It sounds exactly how it sounds. Type it in. You'll get it. He has a song called Pull a Kanye Out. It's on YouTube. His YouTube is Andy Pop Music. And it's definitely hype, you know. You get the rhythm of it. Oh, so I have a little announcement from one of my dear friends who says she is not embarrassed about masturbating, which I'm very happy to hear about, because, you know, nobody should be ashamed of it, but I feel like women are much more ashamed of it, because no one tells a woman saying, hey, one day when you get a little older, you're going to feel this feeling inside of you, and don't mind that feeling, just masturbate. Because I feel like that's more for guys. Guys are like, oh yeah, you're gonna wake up in the morning, you're going to have some wood, and yada, yada, yada. So that's pretty interesting. I also wanted to clarify, men also have feelings. Everybody should have that shock face. Like, oh my God, they do? And I say this because they don't know how to say that. They don't know how to say, hey, I also have feelings. Because there's like a lot of pressure on men. And I think we all know this, but for women, we know about our struggles. We voice them all the time. It's always present that like women are emotional. They always express themselves. So yeah, like it's good for us to express themselves, express ourselves because it makes us more healthy. But I don't like generalizing, but when, to me, it's like, question yourself. When was the last time you saw a guy cry or express their emotions on a daily basis? Kind of expressing to the, you know, something that's in the back of their mind besides going somewhere to, like, to talk to somebody else professionally. And I feel like it's rare. And I can count on my fingers how many men I know who have cried or who have explained to me something that's, like, brutally emotional to them. And it's very rare. And it's healthy to cry, by the way, just letting people know that. It's healthy to do that. And I feel like there's a lot of pressure that comes from other men, you know, calling each other pussies and punks and all that negative shit. And I think that in the end is going to cause some psychological problems because it's and problems with other human beings because it's just like you're suppressing all those emotions. And I feel like that's, you know, when I was talking about all that relationship stuff, it's like it's good. You know, you don't have to open up right away to somebody because, you know, we always have that fear of trust. We have that fear of that person manipulating us and making us feel as though, you know, we can't trust them with our word, and that makes us even more upset with ourselves, and which I can totally understand. So I wanted to go into a song called No Love. I know, ironic, right? Ironic, No Love. But it's by Capital OD, Sean K, and Mouse Sucks. It's a weird name, Mouse Sucks, but it's interesting. But tune in.
And you know I wanna play, ay, 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 ay. And you know I wanna play, ay, 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 ay. And you know I wanna play, ay, 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 ay. And you know I wanna play the game, keep calling me. And you know I wanna play.
Kappa 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 kappa. I break a record every time I break a record. So I don't feed a bird unless she's a woodpecker. Let's keep that on the record so you can hold me to it. So absent-minded, find my mind again and probably lose it. So I guess that I'm a loser, but that should make you blue. Call me what you want, cause I'll never lose to you. Call me dumb or on drugs, it's building up my own buzz. So by the time I pick up the call, I'm on a tour bus. Out on a tour, huh? Even the score up. By now we owe so much, I feel like someone owes us. But woe us, so low to the ground. We hit the ceiling with a stick to tell the devil keep the noise down. You say you're optimistic, I say that you're nuts. Trying to put two and two together, really for what? I'm doing push-ups cause you like them swole up. You coming with a push-up, bro, like what's the hold up?
Footy pajamas with the dick flap. What I went to do for a cold Arnold Palmer in the Kit Kat. Red and white like Danish Native Americans. Flow sizzle like the thing you put the syrup in. Sheets filled to the brim with hairpins and twist ties. Got my room smelling like a fish fry. I never mind the fact she liked to switch guys. At least I got the strip and got the hip thighs. But what's that really mean? Yeah, she worshipped on the peen, but was it really me? And if it really was, when'd I get so pimpish? When did I decide to just hand out the business? I thought the shit was closed for repairs. I thought the shit was empty if you dare. I thought the shit was only if you care. Didn't think the shit was going anywhere. Yo.
Babe shirt that I don't own. Stop the whole track and then give me a solo. Stop at McDonald's, need to get me a Rolo McFlurry. Photos is blurry cause the eye on my iPhone is rolling all around as if I need to buy an iPhone. Sprite Coke as if I'm listening to my Hopi. Sailor Moon for president gets my vote. You know what I enjoy about long days? Standing on a train only accompanied by my brain. I get to think about what other people think about when they're thinking out loud, or rather when they're really, you know. Doors open, give me more hope for the hopeless. Another day to trip and elope down a slippery slope. I let it all fall till another day comes. I start picking up all, calling myself Mouse Sucks while the others just call. I found a perfect day to blog.
All right, that was No Love, Capital OD, Sean K, Mouse Sucks. So I want to go a little bit into my experience that I had last weekend at this place at Smith College. There was this woman, Annie Sprinkles. She is the only porn star with the PhD, and you should check her out. She has some huge boobs. I mean, like, I couldn't stop staring. I mean, they're like ginormous. I don't even know if that's a word, but they were there. So what the exercise, I know this is sidetracked, but I was just, you know, I received the text from Miss Anonymous, and she was telling me about these exercises for individuals, man or woman, to do these fiery ecstasy breathing techniques that will make you believe and make you feel an actual orgasm without even using your genitalia, aka your vag or your penis. Yeah, real tea, real talk. So what the exercise that was done was basically we all had to lay on the floor you sit like in a Buddhist style, and you sit there and you start breathing. You breathe in from your nose and you breathe in out through your mouth, and you like sometimes you do it with like and you just keep doing that. You just keep doing it, and like you're laying there and you're like you're breathing and you're taking your arms and like moving the energy from the inside, from your genitalia to your chest to your mind. And you know, when I remember we were all like, there was like what, 20 of us in the room, and we were all like doing it, and I was just like laughing because I was just like, oh my god, this is so intense. And like literally my calves were tingling, my feet were tingling, my fingertips were tingling, my face was tingling, my eyelids were like vibrating. And she mentioned that would happen, you know, because we do not breathe a lot in our daily lives. So I found that really funny, and I think that everybody should experience that. I'll put it on my blog on Tumblr. It's called undergroundstarsradio.tumblr.com. So yeah, so that was just an interesting sidetrack that I just remembered. You know, if you're afraid of masturbating, you don't even have to touch yourself. You just breathe. You just lay there and breathe. And you could also breathe while you're also having sex. Like, just breathe, you know, like really intensely, and not like on some like obese person shit. Like, not like that. You know, like nobody wants to smell your hot breath. Okay. Just like breathing and feeling yourself, like the energy going through you. And I'm a really spiritual person, so you know, I haven't been able to try that out. But you know, in the future when I find my partner, you know, hopefully I can experience that beautiful, fiery, ecstasy breathing orgasm that Andy Sprinkles talks about. Also, since we're on the topic of love and sex and relationships and all, you know, the 5 yards of very complex situation, there was this website that I came across, and I spoke about this before. The website is called makelovenotporn.com, and I posted on my Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, I'll put on my Twitter and my Tumblr. And basically, I always get very angry when it comes to men and women and porn and lovemaking, because if you think about it, there has been always this. Okay, for one, let me give you an example. So I spoke to a few friends of mine, and we would talk about like orgasms, you know, like orgasming and coming, or whatever you want to call it, reaching your climax, etc., etc. And there were so many times that a lot of men did not realize that women orgasm. And the reasons why they did not know that was because of porn. Porn is, for a lot of people, a way of experimenting and learning about sex. And, you know, for granted, I have, you know, I looked at porn when I was younger, and I was like, oh, is that how you have sex? Whatever. And if you look at the website, you see that she gives different examples of, she was like, the difference between porn and like sex. You know, some women, you know, she says like some women, you know, they don't like getting ejaculated on their face. You know, truthfully, who, you know, like that's like kind of disrespectful in a way. And a lot of porn, the way you see majority of the scenes end is of a man pulling out and a woman usually going down on them and having to, you know, ejaculate on their face or their stomach or their butt or their back or their eye, any different place. And it kind of is, it frustrates me because, you know, if a man expects that from me when it comes to having sex or anybody, I'll be like, okay, goodbye. You know, deuces. See you later. I'm not talking to you again. You don't know your shit. And the same thing, you know, I feel that every man should research, do their research on a woman. You know, Google a woman saying vagina, you know. Look up what a clitoris is. Look up what might be the G-spot is. Look up what, you know, the different parts of the vagina is. Because not every woman is stimulated by penetration or through, you know, getting sucked under nipples or all those kind of things. It's so interesting. I just transitioned from like love and relationships and dating to like sex and porn. It's like, because it all relates, but you know, because I think it's also important that you should talk to your partner, talk to the person that you're having sex with, talk about like what you find is sexy, what you find is stimulating. Because, you know, like some of the time, you know, a woman doesn't find something that you're doing like attractive or, you know, arousing. You know, there's sometimes where a guy thinks like, oh my God, I'm gonna rub your left knee, himium expression, I'm gonna rub your left knee, you know, because my ex-girlfriend loved that, she loved it, or I saw it in a porn, that girl loved it. No, I don't want you rubbing my left knee. What I look like, really, come on now, you know better than that. And I feel like everybody should do their research. Not every woman wants to do a threesome, not every woman wants to do this, or not every man wants that, you know, like not everybody likes anal sex. Like, you just have to communicate, and a lot of us don't communicate with our partners because it's taboo. We're like, no, we already know what we like to do, how to do things because of porn. And porn gives a terrible example of how shit is supposed to be done. So anyway, I'm about to play some good music by Mr. Ali Mo. If you find him on Twitter, I'm about to tell you his Twitter name, because you should follow some amazing people who definitely are amazing. And his Twitter is Dapa, two P's on that one, _ Dan, _ IB. And I'm going to play his music, which is, his link is, drum roll, his SoundCloud, IRY music, soundcloud.com/IRY music. And the song that I'm about to play is Fuck the Game by Mr. Ali Mo.
Really, I'm sick of this. Sick of this rap shit, man. I wrote this at my kitchen table, trap a can of butter bagel. Like, fuck a label, we as real as it gets. Like, really? Find some rappers that can actually spit. You ain't never touched a brick or even let off a clip. I cut your career short, why you acting a script? These niggas is overrated, who told them to think a spit? I'm overly dedicated, all microphones never faded. I just wanna see their faces when I make it. Caught up in a rapture, now I need a baker so they can cook the crack up, get my racks up. Now I'm just playing, but I'm saying it's appealing. When I'm talking about dealing, never did it, but you feel it. What happened to the game? What happened to the lyrics? Disappointed when I hear it. Some of y'all should be ashamed. Spitting the same damn lines with the same old beats. You were lame when you rhyme. Niggas scared to be they self. Main Street puppets sold out. Said fuck it, put your disc on the shelf. One hit, one day you was hot. Last summer didn't last, so you crumble. But I remain humble. Patience getting thin, cause it ain't bringing no income. Filling my composition, it should be an application, but I'm committing to spitting something with some substance. This is more than just the written. You ain't talking about nothing. I keep 100%. Percentage. even though I would buy me a range. I ain't doing this for watches and chains, or to brag to the niggas that ain't got a thing. My rule has never changed, I do this every day. At home, I barely stay, and artists like me hardly get in any play. So I say, fuck the game, can't adapt to the fake. Should I take a break? Think we need some space. Ripping the pages out my notebook. To you, I'm so hooked, but I'm feeling overlooked. Loved you since the sixth grade, lunch table days, but it don't seem worth it. Turned into a circus. Can't remember the last album that I purchased. Your shit worthless. Fuck the radio, my niggas in the hood bump this. I'd rather stay local than a sellout for a logo. Keep your deals, I ain't fucking with you no more. I ain't fucking with you no more. Most niggas don't know where it came from, where it all started at. Word to your starter cap, game put my heart in that.
Don't ever in your life get me confused. Some of them other niggas that you might see on TV, or be on the radio or such. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is me.
All right, that was Mr. Ali Mo, Fuck the Game. And that will be on my Tumblr, again, undergroundstarsradio.tumblr.com. And so, while this song was playing, we have a phone call. And would you like to introduce yourself?
This is Anonymous.
As Mr. Anonymous? All right. So, Mr. Anonymous, what would you like to talk about?
I would just like to talk about that. I think there should be some fairness applied here to the genders, because goes for women. Don't God me. Same thing applies to women, and same thing applies to the porn industry. You know, the same.
What applies? What do you mean? What applies?
And like, you can say the exact same thing that women don't know how. You know, don't know how to please men either. You know, most women don't know what to do with the dick, just like most men might not know what to do with the pussy, and that's how it is. But you can't unfairly advertise the ignorance of the male, because the ignorance of the female is there as well.
Well, that's why I put up the website. That's why I feel like the website saying makelovenotporn.com. I mean, make love, not porn. Yes, as I was saying before, it mentioned like, you know, like women, you know, there's like a difference between porn and real sex. Because I feel like porn, there's like certain.
What? Porn is a fantasy. And then porn is also a male dominated.
But also porn.
It's supposed to be the male's fantasy, not the female's fantasy.
Why does it have to be a male fantasy? Who said if that was a male fantasy?
It's a male dominated industry. Males are the ones that spend the most money on porn. Men are the ones who really make porn. You know,
so do women. It takes two.
No. But it's men who are behind the scenes producing it, not acting.
No, there's a lot of women directors that do porn as well who, as I learned.
And it's males are targeted. So if males are targeted, you're going to
Mr. Anonymous.
Fantasy. Yes, Miss Sophia.
Mr. Anonymous, when I addressed this question about my frustration about how a lot of things are directed to male fantasy, as I addressed it to Annie Sprinkles, who's the PhD porn star, she mentioned to me, which kind of changed my view on porn, was she told me that the thing is that to get access to certain porn, of course you have to spend money, or you have to spend money on DVDs or magazines. There are actual things that are directed by women, done only with women or for women to orgasm, but those are very rare to come by. But the thing is that majority of the time women and men watch porn for the first time in their lives, who are the first times to see porn or seek some kind of sexual act, and think that's how sex is supposed to be. And it comes to find out there's many embarrassing moments that people have, you know, when they have their first encounters with having sex, because they think they have to do it like a porn star. There's a lot of insecurities that come with it. I could speak for it for myself, where I was just thinking like, oh my God, do I look sexy like this? Do I look sexy doing this? Do I have to do this position? Do I, you know, and it bothers me, because it's like, of course I would love to please my partner, but at the same time, it's like, where do I get my pleasure? And where do, you know, after a while, it's like, okay, I'm tired of pleasuring you. Now it's your turn.
Yeah. Porn is not the issue, it's the education. Porn is
Of course, education sucks.
Yeah, porn is porn. You shouldn't, you know, porn is not the issue that is at hand in the first place, you know? And, like, that's like saying, oh, well, you know, there's this part of porn where women direct. There's also a part of porn where there's fetishes where people like feet and like to piss on each other. But like, it's just a small part of porn that is excluded, you know? That doesn't, you know, make up, you know, the large majority of porn is meant for a certain type of person.
Yeah.
You know?
So, but I just, anyway. I think my strongest issue is that I would love, I haven't seen many porns where a woman orgasms, and not doing a fake orgasm, an actual orgasm.
What, the squirting and all?
No, not all women squirt. You see, that's where the ignorance, this is a perfect example of my, the ignorance that is out there, okay? Not all women squirt. Number one, I don't squirt. And I bet another person might call in and say they do not squirt either. Okay, there are some women who can squirt and some who can't. Just putting it out there. You know, I would be terrified if I could squirt. You know, like, no judgments to people who can squirt. But truthfully, I don't know how to handle that much, you know. Not yet, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And does Mr. Jod still want to say anything?
Well,
I think I scared away some people.
Here, hold on. I'm going to get her the phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Jod.
Oh, shit. Am I on air?
Yes, you are.
All right. Well, I just want to say, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to bring this really personal. I've taken every sexual cue in my own sexual life, every single cue I've taken from porn, and I've done extraordinarily well. Like, extraordinarily well. So I'm just saying, like, it works.
Hey, what, can you give me an example? Can you give me an example?
All right, so there's this one day. Cut the game, man. Yeah, so there's this one day. I'm just, like, walking down the street. I see an attractive lady. And I've just been watching porn, like, not even the day before, like, that day. And I'm like, oh, and see, now, this particular porn, it was one of those public things. And it was just, like, basically, you know, going up to the woman, like, asking her if she wanted money to sleep with me on camera. And I basically, I played that tune, and I didn't even need to pay her. I didn't even need to film it. And it was great. She was awesome.
What?
And,
what? This is.
You know that porn where, you know, they just find someone on the street and, like, you know, they pay, you know.
Obviously, like, they're not random people on the street.
Yeah, but it worked for me.
How did, so a random, so you had sex with a stranger from the street.
From porn, and it worked. And, you know, morality aside.
That is just disgusting. I hope you go check yourself.
I actually did just get tested, and I'm completely negative.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah. No, there was this other time, although I probably can't say it on the air.
Yes, you can. You can say whatever you want.
I'm just speaking out of my ass now.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, my lovely anonymous people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is anonymous.
No, you're Mr. Jod.
Shit.
Okay, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for having this very intellectual discussion.
No problem. That's how I do it, baby.
All right. So, yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so we got a different opinion, which I enjoy. Again, if you would like to call in and to challenge anything that was said, the number is 413-559-6766. And we could go on forever talking about this conversation about porn and how it has influence. Truthfully, I don't think it's true that this dear fellow took somebody randomly and asked to have sex with them. I mean, unless she was, I don't know, for some reason I see a middle-aged woman who was really desperate and wanting some plow time. I don't know. Who knows? You know, my ideas are very random, but I think I just don't want anybody, any man, to tell me, hey, can I come on your face? And I'm like, what, why? You know, why? Like, and then I could tell you straight up, there has been a situation where, you know, you're having sex, and the only way a person can have to orgasm is if they go down on you, you know? That's ridiculous. How you, you know what, I'm not going to even get into that. So it doesn't arouse this anger, this rage through me again. You know, I'm all about, you know, hey, if I'm with my partner, I accommodate to my partner's needs. You know, they accommodate to my needs. You know, This is not who a win-win situation. You figure out what works for you. It's called compromise. Key word to relationships. Let me tell you, it's called compromise, and it's not about changing a human being, because nobody wants to be changing anything about themselves because they're too damn stubborn and their habits are stuck in stone. So when you see crazy walking down the street, cross the street, okay? From my favorite line, I'll put it on my Tumblr so you can see the video of what I'm talking about. All right, so this shall be the ending of the show. Thank you all for tuning in. I definitely love all of you. And generally speaking, and genuinely, not generally speaking. And next week, I will either be in New York City or I will be doing my show, and I will let you guys know about that. Also, this Friday, if you are in the Five College area of Amherst/Northampton, Massachusetts, I will be DJing at Diva's Nightclub. So if you can come through. You'll be charged at the door, but I don't think it'll be like a significant amount, but come through, it'll be great music, because I'll definitely be playing some good music like hip hop, reggae, house, dance, you know, some throwbacks, because I'm a throwback person. To the Harlem Shake. All right, well, other than that, I thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you all have a great night. Thank you.
What are you doing on Wednesday nights? We know what you're doing. Late Night in a Perfect World from 11 p.m. to midnight for all your electronic needs. Tune into The Yurt.